Now, God's love does not give us just anything we want. God's love gives us primarily what we need. We're still talking about the new commandment, love the new commandment. So we're going to read from the book of John, chapter 13. It says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another." Jesus gave this new commandment, and it is a commandment. It's just as strong as the 12 commandments were under the law, under the First Testament. The 10 commandments were the law of the First Testament. Love, this commandment, is the new commandment for the New Testament or the New Covenant. Hallelujah. Now, in the Bible, the word love is used so many times, and because in the English language, the word love is love. Hallelujah. It's just love. Whether it's brotherly love, it's still love. Hallelujah. In the Greek, it's not that way. There are many words that have been used to when the Greek says love, they mean they are able to identify it in their various categories. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, there are a few words in the Greek that I'm going to just mention a few. There is agape. That is the God kind of love. Hallelujah. There is agapao. It's also the God kind of love, and it includes the love that God has towards us. Amen. There is phileo or filial, and that has to do with brotherly love, friendship love. Hallelujah. And then there is eros, which from where we get the word erotic, and that is lust. Hallelujah. The love we're talking about here is agape, praise the Lord Jesus, which Jesus was talking about and said that we should have it towards one another. This is the law of the new of the church. This is the law that governs the church. Hallelujah. It isn't talking about the world. It's talking about the church. This is the commandment given to the believing one. Hallelujah, that we should love one another. Some people say, I don't have to like you. I just need to love you. You don't understand. If you did understand properly, you wouldn't have said the first thing. Praise the Lord. And we're not supposed to be fleshly in these matters. Hallelujah. We're supposed to love people freely as God loves us. Amen. And when we love people, we will esteem them highly. Praise God. We will esteem them. The love of God esteems people. Glory be to God. But we define love as, because when we deal with the things of God, we have to deal with them circumspectly. And that is that as God begins to teach us, because of the nature of man, ordinarily, God has to begin to put guards, boundaries, and stuff in the way of the things that around the things that he has said, so that we may properly be able to relate with it. Amen? And so sometimes when rules are made or we see scripture, we don't just run with one scripture. We need to go through and see other scriptures that qualify that particular scripture for us to gain a proper understanding. I call that, you know, in law, there's something they call oster clauses. If you make a statement and then you say, like, I'm going to give everyone here $500,000 each, and then But, or we say, provided you do this, praise the Lord. That's an Oster clause that says that something that would be an outing option for me if you don't meet those conditions. Praise the Lord. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 14, the Bible says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Amen. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 2, I believe. By this we know we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. We did explain that to love God, to love the children of God is the law. That's the new law. The new commandment has a law. The New Testament has a law. I know that some people say we're not under the law. Yeah, you're not under the law of Moses, but you're under the law of Christ. This is the law of Christ. And we're supposed to fulfill the law of Christ. Amen. If you break the law of Christ, you are in transgression. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now it says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So if he says commandments, and he was talking about a new commandment I give unto you, and he's still talking about God's love on one side, and talking about we loving God and keeping his commandment on the other side. And so we know that it must mean that there are other things. Praise the Lord. Every word that God speaks is to govern the child of God. Hallelujah. Is food for us, and it is for us to do. Hallelujah. Now, before he started all of that, he first of all gave us a nature that is in line with whatever he says. Glory be to God. If you put a plastic plate on a hot stove, it will melt. If you put a regular pot on it, it will stay there and do what you want. Why? It was built for it. We were built, we're born of God's word. So it's natural for us to do the word. Amen. We feed off the word and we produce the word. Praise the Lord. These things are not supposed to create a struggle. They only create a struggle when we think about it wrongly and we're approaching it wrongly. These things are already in us. All that we're supposed to do is to allow it to come to fruition. When we do the word of God, we walk in love. Hallelujah. Just like when we do the word of God, we walk in the wisdom of God, because the word of God is the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so we are also required under the New Testament to love God. Some people don't know that we should, you know, the songs we sing in our day point to us. Everything is about us. All right, he's coming after me, you know. Everything is about us. Now, that is, everything is not really about us. It's also about God. Amen? Hallelujah. Just like nobody just wants to be used. People just come and all they're doing is using you and dumping stuff on you. And when they are done, they just throw you aside and go their way. That is callous. That's not what God wants us to do as children of God. Amen. Now, in 1 Corinthians, we've talked about these instructions that God has given to us. God is a spirit, and God is love. And God has given us his love shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And love works no ill to his neighbor. Praise God. And that is why that is the law of God. God gave us that law for a reason. Because that's what happens in heaven. It's all love in heaven, the love of God. Hallelujah. The God kind of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is the love chapter, as it were, it tells us things about love for us to be able to recognize it. Amen. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and I have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and I have no charity, I am nothing. All right? The Amplified puts it a lot more. It says, I'm a useless nobody. He said, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and I have no charity, it profited me nothing. So evidently, some of the stuff we're seeing here tells us that it's not even about giving, though love is sharing. It's not just about giving. It's about the spirit by which we give. It's about what's motivating what we're giving. What is the, from where is it coming from? Hallelujah. What we're doing, where is it coming from? Now, God's love does not give us just anything we want. God's love gives us primarily what we need, what we require, what is good for us. God knows enough not to give us things that are evil to us. God is a good God, and he endeavors to tell us this throughout the scriptures. He says, my thought towards you are always of what? Peace, never of evil, to give you a hope and a future. Even under the Old Testament, where it was difficult for man to walk in love because God's spirit was not in his heart, God still showed himself to be good. Amen? And his goodness is a product of his love. Hallelujah. It says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Now, the word charity there is agape, and it was used because the English translators couldn't find anything close to it in English language that they could use. So, because it is benevolent in nature, they decided to call it charity because it's a giving love. Amen. Yeah, it's affection. It's to have regard. It's to have goodwill. Hallelujah. With reference to God, hallelujah, it's God's willful direction of affection toward man. So it's a matter of our will also. Glory be to God. It's our willful direction toward brethren. We're excited when we hear that a child of God is somewhere. If you hear that somebody was doing something great, and you heard it was a child of God, there's naturally this excitement that comes out of a believer. It comes out of the well of that love. Praise God. It says, it does not, the charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether they be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether they be tongues, they shall cease. Whether they be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I speak as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly and then face to face. Now I know in part, then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Charity, praise God. The God kind of love. Amen. Now, we did say that love is treating people and God the way he says it prescribes in the Word of God, treating people the way God wants us to treat them. The reason is that it says there that we know that we love God, we love the children of God, when we love God and do his commandments. Praise God. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. It says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. So God has given us love to love. Amen? So it's in us. Say, I have the love of God. Amen? Every believer does have love. Even the one that doesn't, that appears to be the meanest of us all, has love. The only thing is that we're supposed to vent it. Amen? Glory be to God. We're the new creation, and the new creation has love in him or her. Praise God. But this love, because of abuse, it's important that the believer be instructed as to what it is and what it isn't. Some people want us to believe some things that are not true and about God's love, and they make an idol out of it. The reason that brought this teaching really is that it's important because some people want us to believe that love is something that it is not. In our society, especially in America, people say you can love whosoever you feel like, and what they mean is Eros. And Eros is not what God is talking about. Praise the Lord. People fall in love with their cats. Some, I read somewhere where a woman wanted to marry a tree. Philippians chapter 1, I'm reading from verse 9. It says, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Praise God. That you may prove things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Hallelujah. It says that way, I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, which means that God does not want our love to be naive. Naivety of love isn't where God wants the church to be. Adam and Eve were naive. We're different. The new creation is different. The Bible says we should be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Amen. The new creation cannot be called a fool, because he has the wisdom of God. He has the nature of God and is a faith being. Praise God. He lives by faith. Hallelujah. Now, it says here in verse 4, it says, charity, which is agape, suffereth long and is kind. Now, suffering long means that there is still a time limit to it. It means it's good to be there. It's patient. It's very patient. Patient in lifetime of man. God loves us, and God is willing to wait for us. But the thing is, man will run out of time. So it's important that the Bible says that the goodness of God leads us to repentance. We can also say that the love of God leads us to repentance. God wants us to repent while his love is still, he's still love. He will always be love. But he has a time limit to the things that he wants to do. So how long is that? However long it takes, God is going to be there waiting. Now, if the person runs out of time or dies or whatever, it comes to an end. The Bible says, once it is appointed unto a man to die, after that, judgment. Praise God. Now, so, and whilst it is today, today is the day of salvation. So people still have an opportunity to get saved. And as Christians, when we are not getting it right, we still have an opportunity to go to God and talk to him. And he gives us grace to continue the walk. Amen? And we change the way we think. When we change the way we think, because our actions are products of our thinking, praise the Lord, or our thoughts. So love suffered long and is kind. Amen? God is kind. If you see love, there's going to be kindness in it. If you're mean, you're not walking in love. If there is no kindness in your heart, you're not really walking in love. You're not allowing the love of God to show. Hallelujah. It's a sign. That's why you notice that Christians who leave America go to distant lands to go and help people. Believers are always drawn to the hurting with compassion and stuff like that. Praise God. But it doesn't end there. The reason why it does not end there is that not every act of giving comes off of love. That's why it says you can even give your body to be burned. If it burnt for somebody and it's not out of love, it profits you nothing. Hallelujah. So it has to be informed. Amen. It has to come from God. That thing that I'm doing, why am I doing it?